I want to talk a little bit about detoxification. Detox for life really is an important topic. And at the very core of what I do in functional nutrition, it's really about enhancing the body's own built-in detox pathways. It's just a function. And the body is a magnificent machine that just really needs to be tuned up to function at its best. Think of my detox program as a metabolic tune-up. We think of detox in two different ways. You know, there is the detox that would be from addictions to drugs and alcohol. And we've got two special clinics in Van Wert that do a very good job at this. But what I do is metabolic detoxification. Metabolic tune-ups is what I use to describe helping the body get rid of all these chemicals, helping to process the hormones, getting rid of the toxicants that are harmful. Organs that really are impacted with these toxins and your body's ability to process them are the liver, of course, the kidneys, also the digestive tract, the large intestine. We sometimes don't think about the lymphatics as part of the detox system, but they are, and even the sweat glands. So by perspiring, you can get rid of a lot of toxins. In fact, what they have found is the scientists have determined that we carry around as adults about 700 different toxins that come from our environment that never used to be there, that have just been stored over the last few decades that we have been really exposed to a lot more compounds than ever. This metabolic detoxification is an ongoing process. These organs are working to eliminate these environmental contaminants in so many ways. I mean, they're even virus toxins and bacterial toxins are impacting our everyday detoxification pathways. So, you know, that and the pollutants in our environment, all the plastics from packaging, from clothing, from our household chemicals, and even heavy metals, to name a few. Some of the other ones that are very common around here are the agricultural pollutants, the pesticides, the herbicides, and the fertilizers. These agricultural runoffs, especially in the spring rains, is well documented. Atrazine levels in our water supply go very high in the spring. So having, you know, the filters on your water, on your tap water is very, very important. All sorts of toxins can occur through food intake and also breathing in. You know, when you can smell something, a lot of times that is the perfect warning for you to step away. You know, when you're filling up the gas in your car, when you can smell that, that also is going into your body and your body has to get rid of that. So in a nutshell, life in the 21st century is so full of toxins and pollutants that is really making our body work very hard, harder than it was ever designed to, have to eliminate these things. So anything that we can do to help clear this out is going to be a very good thing. A lot of the sources of these toxicants will be, you know, especially in new construction. You know, when you go in to a new home or if you have new carpet laid, you smell that. That's the outgassing of the carpets. If you have new cupboards put in and they're all nicely shellacked and varnished, you breathe that in. That's also another toxin that your body has to get rid of. Paints, you know, not only the lead-based paints that were a problem because of ingestion, but also the outgassing of those paints is something your body has to detoxify. Dental restorations, not just the mercury that you've got the galvanic thing going on there, but also all the plastics that are in those dental fillings. They also, the body has to detoxify them. Personal hygiene products, we've talked about that a lot. So many of the chemicals that we put on our hair, on our nails, in, you know, our, all of the products. I know I had a toxic screen done about a year and a half ago, and xylene levels were high. Well, that was from the old nail polish I used to use. So switching to nail polish that doesn't have the xylene. There are a lot of new brands out there that are really designed not to have a lot of those chemicals on, but better yet, just don't wear the nail polish as often. Air pollutants that are found, you know, industrial contaminants. You've got all those, especially in big cities, where you've got a lot of industrial pollutants. You know, the air pollution is a big problem that a lot of our larger cities have had to deal with. And then a lot of that goes into the water supply that has to be filtered out. So secondhand smoking is also another thing, and they even say third-hand smoking. So if you have it on your clothes, if you've been in a smoky environment and it's on your clothes, then when somebody hugs you or gets in close contact or even washing the clothes, those chemical toxins flood the environment. So there's just so much that is in our environment that results in an ever-increasing load in our body stored in the fat stores. So, you know, people that have more weight and they are able to store a lot more. Medical researchers recognize symptoms that are very common, and obesity is the major one. They even call a lot of the compounds obesogens. Type 2 diabetes, strongly associated. In fact, in the Vietnam War, a lot of people were exposed to the Agent Orange. That really increases the risk of diabetes. So there's just, you know, all those fertilizers, all that really has an impact on the functioning of the enzymes in the body. So metabolic syndromes, cancer, of course, fatigue, infertility, allergies, behavior and mood disorders, neurological conditions like tremors, headaches, even brain fog, ability to have good cognitive function. So there's just a lot of things. But on a positive note, one very good thing is that a person's individual toxic burden is really dependent on three things that we can have an impact on. The first thing is your exposure. So, of course, learning about what these toxins are so you can avoid them. The second thing, there are some genetic predispositions that we can be tested for that will show you the different areas that we may need to target a little bit better. Do you detoxify hormones properly? Do you detoxify drugs and caffeine and alcohol properly? All of these things we can run tests on, genetic, you know, it's non-invasive, that we can figure out what we may need to tweak a little bit nutritionally. The third thing, and probably the most powerful, is that proper nutrition and constantly having a good, healthy diet that is rich in a lot of real specific nutrients is going to be one of the best things that's going to impact how your body can eliminate these toxins and really can lower the overall burden. Frequently, I do group detox programs, you know, sometimes in the spring, sometimes right after Christmas. And they really, the participants that have been on that, it's just amazing. In a month's time, improvement in, well, big thing is in pain. A lot of times, just in the first couple of weeks, they have less pain. Also, enhanced mental clarity, better energy, better moods, better sleep. And of course, the ever popular side benefit is going to be weight loss. Like I said, one of the biggest side effects of some of the toxins is what they're called obesogens. So by helping to clear out a lot of these toxins, the metabolism improves. So no matter what the diet may be, when toxins are given to animals, they have a greater chance of gaining weight. So if for no other reason, for vanity, it's good to avoid a lot of these toxins. So some of the diet protocols, real quick, give you some things that you can do on your own. So number one, the elimination diet. When you eliminate food triggers and allergens like gluten-containing foods, dairy, eggs, shellfish, soy, corn, and peanuts for about 3 to 4 weeks, that is the number one strategy to help you identify foods that may be problematic for you. Also, next thing, plenty of fiber. Fiber helps your body glom onto these toxins and eliminate it. So adding good dietary fiber, psyllium is one of my favorite, but there's a lot of them that you can get just in food choices as well. Adequate protein is really important. A lot of times, amazingly enough, people don't get enough protein. They may be eating just tons of carbs, and without enough protein and specific amino acids, the body cannot eliminate these poisons properly. We need to also have really good fats and oils. I love avocados, coconut oil, flaxseed oil, olives, really good. In fact, did you know that avocados not only have a lot of dietary fiber, but wonderful monounsaturated fat that's great for your skin, your complexion, your hair, everything, but also has more potassium than a banana and a heck of a lot less sugar. So really, really good for you. Stock up on all those avocados. Nuts and seeds are a really good category to choose from. Great for snacks, great for dietary fiber, and really, some compelling research is showing that even a handful of nuts each day can reduce some major chronic risk factors. Important to have plenty of non-starchy vegetables. I always say, eat the rainbow, because the more color you can get, the better. You know, you see the five a day, but really, the best benefits, and the American Cancer Society will recommend 9 servings a day. A really good way to get that is have a couple with each meal, maybe with some snacks, and it's pretty easy to do. But always to make sure that you've got plenty from the cruciferous family, like broccoli and kale and Brussels sprouts and all those, really good at helping to prevent certain hormone-related cancers. Leafy greens, really, really good for us. The another one is the alum family that have a lot of sulfur compounds that are great for detoxification, so onions and garlic. Other non-starchy ones like beets, love those beets. They really have a lot of betaine, which is an important detoxification compound. Having fruits, apples, blackberries, all those colorful things. Truly, food is the best medicine you have to reverse many symptoms that take the joy out of every day. Kicking those food addictions that are making you sick isn't as hard as you think and can have a night and day effect on your energy and vitality. To get the most out of every day, detoxify. If you are interested in being part of the next detox program, email me at deb@deb4.com, and we'll be sure you get all the information that you need to get started with us on the next detox program so that you can feel your best.